Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Welcome, Chicago. Today, we're going to talk with George, my producer.
Hello.
And George recently bought a home. Here, let me backtrack one second. I know it's just the start of the show, but I do this for a living. I've done it for 30 years. I hate to say it this way, but all this stuff to me is just common knowledge. And where I got the kind of the whoa is when I was talking to my son recently about buying a home. He's 26 and he's interested in buying a home. And it amazed me that my son,
yeah,
didn't have really a clue about mortgages or anything. I mean, basically nothing. And it's like, I've done it for his whole life is all I've done.
Yeah, but what's his experience?
None. And that's my fault because I hate to say it, maybe I don't get it. So that's why I asked George, I'm like, can you give me some feedback in here? Let's kind of kick some things back and forth.
And like I said yesterday, I went into the process of buying a home thinking I am well informed.
Right.
I've done my homework. I know this. I know this. I know this. I was wrong about half of
it.
And I was operating on the best information available to, you know, some schlub on the internet.
Yeah. So on my side of the fence, we assume that you know, don't close your accounts. You know, don't run up your balances. You're just ready to, you know, you need to, your lease is coming up in 3 months and you need to get out. Don't go buy that car unless you absolutely have to. Right. On my side, that's, are you goofy? But on your side, you probably, well, I needed a car. So
I didn't think of that.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I want to do today. I want to, if you can kind of elaborate, and I don't even know what to ask you. Because,
now, for the record, I did not buy a car just before you were trying to buy a house.
It's not real common.
Well, I get the same thing working here. We deal with, you know, guys like Dan, who, I mean, Dan's been doing radio things for a very long time, especially with WYLL. But a lot of the times you're dealing with clients, people recording an ad or somebody being a guest, and we make assumptions like people know to be close to the microphone or they know to wear their headphones, and that's not always the case. And for me, it's a matter of complacency because I'm used to working with people who work in radio. And when you get somebody who doesn't work in radio, like Dan walks into the studio and he knows where the mic is and he plugs his headphones in and he sits down, he gets his volume right. He knows he's got to do a sound check because he's done it 100 times, 1,000 times. But not everybody's like that. Yeah. So I get it.
So, and the tough thing is you get sometimes frustrated, but it's like, they don't know. Like with my son, I'm like, dude, seriously, you know, you don't know, you know, you need this. And he's like, how would I know? You know, then he's an engineer.
Makes
he starts talking that stuff. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
And then he thinks I'm an idiot. So
what, you don't know how to build a bridge?
Yeah,
Dan?
I get it.
How
I
do
get
you not
it.
Know?
So go through what, I guess what would be, I don't know. How do I say? You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
What is something that I might be able to clarify for you? Or where's that, other than the credit thing, where was that, where did the path take you that all of a sudden you hit this thing and it was like, huh?
Well,
I'm lost.
Yeah. There were different credit scores from what we could see to what was actually being seen, you know, by underwriters and that. And then there was also the actual information on our credit report that was not visible to us.
Yeah.
But when you get into the actual point of buying the houses, I didn't realize that your real estate agent really can't answer half of your questions about real estate. You absolutely have to be talking to your mortgage guy first. That is absolutely first. And then before you even get to the point of trying to make an offer in that, you need to talk to your lawyer.
Yeah. And that's no bash to realtors.
No.
The frustrating part is, I always say, and I do a lot of shows about this, you need the team.
Yeah.
My part of this is, I always tell people, please, please, please ask me your financing questions. But the tough thing is you don't know what you don't know. But so many times the realtor will try to, you know, go into that realm Which I'm like, you know,
they don't want to seem like they don't know.
Right. But it's like, please don't.
Right.
Don't. Please ask me.
We were very lucky to have an experienced, really experienced realtor who she was amazing. And she knew exactly. Plus, she knows us. She's known us for years. So she was like, listen, I don't know. Let's ask.
Awesome.
And that is, I mean, you're not going to get that with most people, right. Unfortunately.
You can even stump. I mean, there might be things you stump me on.
Sure.
You know what?
There's plenty of radio things you could stump me on. I've been doing this for over 10 years.
Awesome. You know what? Here's what I always tell people. You know, give me an hour, maybe a day. Let me get the answer. Please don't guess, because that guess can take you down a road and hit a brick wall.
And there's a lot of things you can't come back.
Yeah, I know.
After.
Yeah.
You know.
So we talked a little bit about, you said the money, you were getting credits and you know, things like that. Was it surprising to you on how much money you needed at the closing? Was that a surprise to you at all?
Well, the position we were in was we had a very tight price point, and we saw a lot of houses. So once we finally got to this point, it was a conventional sale, a private party, and we were doing a conventional loan with 5% down. We really didn't have much beyond that.
Okay.
To mess with as far as down payment, or like I would have loved to have put 20% down and had no PMI and all that, you know.
Right. Yep.
It wasn't an option.
Right.
So when we were getting to the point of a contract, we said, okay, well, let's try to ease up the closing costs a little bit so we have some money for moving, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of fast food involved anytime you're cleaning out a new place and all that stuff. So we get, you know, into the thing. We said, how about $3,500 in closing costs? And the seller was like, absolutely, done. Boom. We sell it, or we signed it. My mortgage guy then calls me and goes, you know, that's going to put you below 5% because it counted against us.
Right.
And so we said, oh, you know, and that was one thing where we didn't know. The real estate agents, neither of the real estate agents thought of it because it's not their bag. You know, that's the mortgage guy. And so he tried going through with underwriting in that, and then they realized, oh, yeah, we were in just a sliver low. So we said, okay, well, instead of $3,500, let's go $3,000. Everybody was fine with that. And that was a problem that we had it off before it really became an issue.
Yeah.
But I would have no way of knowing that. My real estate agent, God bless her, she didn't know it.
Yeah.
You know, the seller didn't know that.
Yeah. It's tough when, you know, one of the biggest questions or the first question that people will have when they, like, you bought your home. One of the first one or two questions asked of me, what will be my payment? How much am I going to need at closing?
Yeah.
Those two are hard.
Yeah.
And here I'll explain why. Is your payment. I probably know the loan amount. I probably know the interest rate.
You got a decent guess on taxes from the previous year.
Yeah, that will deviate.
Oh, yeah.
The homeowner's insurance. I just had an issue with this on a current loan that the person was buying a property. And I always estimate, and at this, you probably don't, when you first start looking for a home, maybe you did. Did you already know what your homeowner's insurance was going to be?
We sort of did. We didn't know what the process was for a flood zone. The place that we ended up buying is awesome, and it's a great location, but we're right next to the creek, so it's considered a flood zone.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And so, it doesn't flood, but you know, I have to carry that insurance. I had no idea about that process. But
that's a couple $100.
Oh, more than that, yeah.
So those are areas where, you know, when I quote back, okay, I know the rate. I'm throwing these rates out. Your rate's 5. You're on a 30-year term. You're putting down 5%.
Right.
I know where you're at, okay?
Right.
Taxes, I'll pull the tax bill. Homeowner's insurance, I don't know.
Yeah.
So here's what happened is I quoted, in most times I quote like $100. It's $1,200 policy for a year annually. It's probably a good average.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
The number I received was $2,775. The client was, I won't say irate, was ticked off.
Yeah.
Because my mortgage payment quote was off by like $150. So I went back to them and I said, you know, in no way am I trying to deceive you, but, you know, all my numbers are, and fortunately that were to the penny.
Yeah.
Except for his homeowner's insurance quote.
And people don't realize that you really should shop around. Oh, if you're moving to a different area or doing anything, you really do need to, like, I'm with a huge company that does my, and I've had the same agent for decades, but it's you know.
I made a quick phone call.
The price difference is considerable from one to another.
I made a quick one phone call, and it went from $2,800 bucks to $1,700.
Oh. Okay. That's a little chunk.
Yeah.
So now it's worth $80 a month at least.
Yeah. And then we went from a, I think the deductible was like a $500 bucks. And I'm like, dude, go increase your deductible.
Yeah. How often is your house going to burn down?
Yeah. So we went up to like $2,500 or $5,000.
Yep.
We got him down to almost exactly the $1,200 bucks a year that I was quoting. I think we were like $4 or $5 over what I quoted. And then he was like, okay, I get it. So bottom line, you don't need the extreme unbelievable insurance policy that you're going to pay all this money every year. Now, you do whatever you want. You know, hope to God his house doesn't burn down. Then he comes back to me and says, Dan, I got a $5,000 deductible. But
if your kid's like me and is a pyro, maybe you go with that lower deductible.
But I mean, you get it. You see what I'm saying? My basic job is I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot. I'm just trying to make these numbers work. And you know, I've owned homes for years and I've been down that route. So we're going to come back. We're going to keep on this discussion. Again, if there's any questions that you would like to ask, please give us a call at 630-338-1160. I would strongly suggest if you would please email me. My email is simple. You hear me every day if you listen to 1160. It's Dan, D-A-N dot Frio, F-R-I-O at gmail.com. You can also go to the website. That's easy to find as well. It's 1160mortgage.com or just Google me. You'll find me all over the internet. So God bless. Come back. Hey, welcome back, Chicago. This is the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Today we're talking to my producer, George, and we're going through, he bought a house in the not-so-distant past.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. And he used a mortgage company. I didn't know him at the time. And what we're talking about today is some issues or concerns, or maybe not concerns. Maybe they happened awesome for you.
They were.
And just say, you know, this is what, to as a consumer.
Yeah.
What did you like? What didn't you like about, not the person,
sure,
about the process, I guess, is what to say. And then also, let's elaborate a little bit about costs. Don't get wowed on the rate. The rate is huge.
But it's not everything.
Oh, man. It's crazy. If you look it up, it's not uncommon to spend $3,000 to $5,000 on the mortgage part.
Sure.
So what was your experience on that? In that avenue,
we were fortunate enough to have a great mortgage guy.
Sweet,
and if I'd have known you, I'd put him on the same bar as you. Like that's how good he was.
Got it. Awesome.
But yeah, we talked to a lot of people while we were gearing up for this process, and I spoke before, but you know, we were looking at our scores and we were saving up money and we were doing. And I talked to people who had some bad experiences.
Yeah,
and almost every one of them said the exact same thing. If they ask for money, run.
Yeah.
If the mortgage guy asks you for money to do this process, or I need, you know, I'm not talking about like, oh, you know, here's, you know, a little fee for, you know, credit check or something like that. But if they're talking, you know, you pay part of that down, you know, no, just run.
Right.
And I think you'd probably agree with that.
I agree. We don't charge anything.
No.
Unless you close. Let me elaborate on that one second. I didn't mean your thunder. How I make money. I make money on the loan amount. It does not deal with the rate. My job is to go out there and get you the best rate with hopefully no fees. What do I charge you when you call in? Nothing. What do I charge you for my services? Basically, you're going to pay a credit report fee. Whatever I incurred for your credit report, usually it's like $50. I don't even ask you that if it doesn't close. I eat that. That's part of my process. So, but go ahead and elaborate. I apologize about that.
No. I was literally setting that up for you. We had
bam,
boom. I won't do the Ric Flair.
Gotcha.
But we had a number of issues that we came through, and most of them were pretty minor, but some of them were, you know, and they dealt with the mortgage guy. And he was good enough that he caught. This one was the worst, which is we were looking at a place and we found out there was a second PIN number that hadn't been reported.
Oh, yeah.
The taxes were double. I think I told you about
this
once
before. Yeah, you told me about that one, yeah.
Just unreal amount, of, you know, $9,000 a year on a $115,000 place. It was a small place. And not in some great area either. It wasn't like this tiny gem in the middle of Barrington or something like that. It was, you know. So we came across a lot of people who said, oh, yeah, yeah. We had similar issues, and we only found out, you know, a week before closing. Whereas I had found out a week after signing the contract. It makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't pay for an appraisal yet. We didn't pay for a home inspector to go in at that point. Like, catching things early. So knowing when you're talking about the process, having somebody that actually knows the process and knows what they're looking for, knows they're going to look up, you know, the PIN number, not just say, oh, okay, this is what the taxes were last year from somebody else's sheet of paper.
Got it. Hey, I got to throw this at you. I'm actually helping out a friend right now get a mortgage. And his realtor is adamant about, you know, you sure your mortgage guy is the right guy, this, that. And they try to steer you to their realtor.
Because they have affiliations and partnerships.
Their mortgage guy. And it was kind of funny because my buddy said to the person, because they kept elaborating on how great their mortgage guy was. And my buddy kind of came across and said, you know what? I want somebody that's experienced, has been there. He said he referenced it as a, what did he come back and say? He's like, you know, a closer. You know, you want that experienced
ABC
guy, because if something goes wrong, anybody can do a mortgage that just goes, you have an 800 credit score, 20% down, you know, nothing goes wrong.
Sure.
Where you need the expertise is when you get that curveball that you
experience.
Which
is almost every transaction,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but
it has to be.
99
of
100.
There's so many variables and so many different things. Every
most
property,
people don't
just
realize
property
there's so many links to the chain until you do it. Well, can I close in 30 days? If
Maybe.
Everything goes correct, but there's me, there's you, there's your attorney, there's their attorney, there's the inspector, there's the appraisal, there's the lender,
the municipality,
there's the title company, there's the water certs, there's so many pieces of this puzzle, but who's to blame every time it's delayed? Me.
Of course.
And 99% of the time,
it's not you.
I got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So so it's just, if you need the experience behind this, because you will be thrown a curveball. I always tell my kids, life is peachy a good amount of the time.
Yeah.
It's how you react to that curveball that God throws you.
Right.
And he throws a lot of them.
Yeah.
Some are wicked and some are just a little, you know, a little tough.
But he also gives you a good Louisville.
Yeah.
You
yes.
know? And
yeah.
so if you wield the Louisville well, I'll call you the pine tar.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
if you tar that thing up and you got a good grip and you can, you know, eyeball it, yeah, you can hit it out of the park.
Got it.
But if you're just closing your eyes and swinging as hard as you can, you're going to whoop, whoop.
All right. So what else? Let's talk. The biggest shock that I see people having is they don't realize you went with was it 5% down? You
said? We were doing conventional 5% down, very straightforward, and we still had some issues.
Got it. Yep. But a lot of times, let's say your realtor, God bless her, she knows this part of it and probably knew your budget.
Yes.
You're probably tight there.
Yes.
She knew to ask for seller credits and seller rebates and this,
right.
you know, things like that. Most people don't get that. And a lot of the realtors don't get that piece. So getting back to what I want to address is the money needed. It doesn't stop at your down payment.
Yeah.
What were when you went to closing and signed the 300 pieces of paper you had?
Yeah.
The three or four pages of numbers, did you find that kind of overwhelming on how much money gets distributed? Like there's 200 line item beat.
I didn't, but only because I spent an hour on the phone with my lawyer the previous week
Got
with
it.
Him going through everything, because with all of the issues that we had in previous contracts that fell through with that deal, you know, making sure that we were at that 5% number and all, you know, at the original, I said, listen, I'm going to cross every T twice. And I'm going to be an eye-dotting machine. I mean, it's just like I literally went through every single thing to the point I'm pretty sure my lawyer was very annoyed with me. He was getting paid, but he was very annoyed with me.
That's part of it. But it's like you...
I wasn't going to take any chances.
Yeah. But
and
again,
a lot of people, and you can probably answer this, when you're talking about real estate agent, talking about closing cost credits and all that, is there an assumption, I think, and a lot of real estate agents, that your mortgage guy is going to handle that, and then an assumption by a lot of mortgage guys that your real estate agent is going to handle that?
Why?
Are there things that everybody else thinks that somebody else is taking care of?
That's the tough one. And that's why I've done it long enough, and I always say I kissed a lot of frogs. When I'm speaking with the client.
Did you find your prince yet?
Yeah, no. When I'm speaking with the client, I'm always adamant about, let me talk with your realtor so we're all on the same page.
Yeah, how about it?
Because, what's frustrating though.
Why is that the exception though?
I don't know. The frustrating part is when you talk to a realtor, and again, I'm not bashing realtors, but I want you as the consumer to have the dream team. We all work intertwined. Not they're bashing me. I don't know what's taking your guy so long, and this is that he's not doing this and she didn't do this and why didn't they? Let's work together.
Yeah.
So that's I try to at the beginning say, let me talk with them so we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
You do what you do. You're behind the board right now doing your thing.
Exactly.
I can't do that. I don't want to do it. I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. And if you were out showing houses, like you're talking, you're not bashing realtors, but if you were out showing houses and people were asking you questions they ask of their realtors, you probably wouldn't know half of them.
Right. No,
it's not your job.
And I always say, you know, please ask me. I can't reiterate this enough. Ask me the financing questions, not your attorney,
right.
Not your realtor. Mom and dad love you, but I do this every day.
Yeah, and even if mom and dad know everything, when was the last time they bought a house? I know.
And your realtor, I mean.
It was 3 or 4 years ago that I bought my house. I know there are different things now.
Oh, yeah.
I would be lost in the process now.
Well, things changed. Like loan limits just changed.
Yeah.
So I can guarantee if a realtor is listening or attorney might, they no idea. No idea what the loan limits are and things like that. Not bashing them. They don't need to know. That's why if they have a good me,
right,
we work together and
goes
get
back
you
to what you're saying about
piece.
The team.
So a lot of times, you know, if we spoke together, you'd say, Dan, I have 5% down. That's all I have. The first thing I would have said, okay, let me talk with your realtor.
Yep.
We're going to go through this. We need a seller credit. We need it of $4,000 or $5,000 to cover all of your title fees. Now, there might be, in your case, there might be some money left over. God bless us. We'll try to use it if we can. If not, we'll knock it off and then kind of go from there. So there's a lot of ways to kind of skin that cat. But there's reasons why you have these pieces of the puzzle. So this was awesome.
I thank you. This was fun.
This was great. So we got to do this more often because it's like, my apologies, and I won't apologize really, but I don't know what you don't know. So if we can, maybe once a week, I'll kick some things off to you or say, you know, I had this happen this week and, you know, do you understand it or whatever? One of the things I want to talk to you about one of the next episodes is reverse mortgages and what you know. Now, don't prep up on it. I want to shock you so you can tell me what you think a reverse mortgage is. So,
all right.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you stay tuned for tomorrow's show. And again, if you want to reach me, please call me 630-338-1160. Or send me an email at dan.frio@gmail.com. God bless.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.